Auburn versus Arkansas. A big game for both teams, but big for different reasons. Both have a lot that they're playing for. Arkansas playing to salvage a season that went far below expectations. Auburn playing to propel themselves in a big way in the right direction moving forward if they can get a win this game. This one actually has a little bit more storylines than we would have thought, and we're going to talk about it. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Auburn Daily Show. Whether you're listening on YouTube or your podcast, we thank you for checking it out. If you don't already, make sure to subscribe, follow, get all the notifications, leave the reviews, all the stuff to help the show and the channel grow. It is very appreciated. Make sure to check out auburndaily.com to see what they got going on and check out the socials. Join today with us on our weekly segment. Always a pleasure to have our guy, Andrew Stefaniak, writer for auburndaily.com, the man who wears 1,000 hats. Andrew, as always, welcome to the show.
Good to be here. We've been winning football games since you and I have been doing this. So this is we're going to keep it going.
Yes, it is a the trajectory has been good lately for Auburn. Two wins in a row. Now, granted, we got to put a caveat on that. That's two wins of what will likely be the two losingest teams of the SEC, the likely bottom of the West and the East.
I just heard two wins. All I heard was two wins. I'm kidding. I'm giving you a hard time. Go ahead.
I appreciate you bringing it. We're about to have a lot of just to let everybody know who's listening and watching. We're about to have a lot of back and forth this episode. Just get ready.
Yeah, we might fist fight. I might drive down there, and it's going to get to that point. I mean, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, this is the Captain America Civil War Avengers episode here, where you know he's Cap, I'm Iron Man. We're just gonna it's gonna be bad for a little bit. So get ready for some of that. But Auburn and Arkansas are both competing to get as far away from the bottom of the SEC as possible. Nothing is really off the bets for who could lose or who could potentially come in the middle of the SEC between Auburn, Mississippi State, and Arkansas, depending upon what direction all these programs are heading in. Now, Arkansas had a big win against Florida. I would say that was an unexpected win for a lot of different reasons. They did fire their offensive coordinator. They did have a bye week going into that Florida game. So who knows how much of that kind of came into play. And what did you describe Florida as earlier? You said mid, but then you said not bad.
I said this was a bad off, that their matchup
bad off.
Was a bad
off. Mid off.
And then the game on Saturday is now a mid off between Auburn and Arkansas.
And really outside of that very surprising win with Tennessee in the Swamp, week three of the season, Florida hasn't really done anything to impress. Their next best win of the season is a bad South Carolina team. So, I mean, a South Carolina team that is currently, what is their record? 3-6.
Yeah.
So when your second best win of the season is a 3-6 bottom tier SEC East team, not great. Got beat by Georgia. They obviously had that close loss to Arkansas. They had a loss to Kentucky and that loss to Utah. And I still just, that one to Tennessee, I still can't wrap my head around that. And I would have thought Arkansas would have lost this game. And my whole bet here is if Arkansas had lost to Florida, their fans check out. Mm-hmm. It is fire pitman parades in the streets. They were done. They have to win out the rest of the season to make a bowl game. So unfortunately, now Arkansas is playing for something. If they beat Florida, if they beat FIU, and then Missouri's a rivalry game for them. Now, I think Missouri's going to take them to the cleaners as well, but, you know, would have thought that with Florida. We have no idea. They have their – I kind of described this earlier when I was on the Auburn Express show with Mike G. He said, Arkansas's backed in the corner right now. They are not dead. They've not given up, but they are on one jab to the draw, they're out. I predicted that Arkansas is going to win this game. They're scrappy. They're fighting for their life. They're on adrenaline. I think this game is much more important for Arkansas than it is Auburn. Now, that's something that Mike G and I talked about when I was on his show two days ago. It might actually be airing the same day this airs. So for those out there who aren't into time travel, maybe today. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
I want to clarify. You're talking the importance of the game.
This game's more important for Arkansas.
Okay.
Do you think it is?
I agree with you that it's more important for Arkansas because Auburn has New Mexico State. Auburn's going to play in a ball game. Although I will tell you this, New Mexico State is that's a next week's conversation, but they're not a bad football team. That's next week's conversation. But I agree with you. This game is more important for Arkansas because teams don't like coach turnover. Teams don't like losing recruits, and all that's going to happen. If you lose this game, you're going to lose to Missouri. That's going to make you 4-8 on the year. And Pittman's gone. Pittman, people were high on Jefferson. People were high on Rocket Sanders. People were high on this team. And you can say with guarantee that if 4-8 is the outcome, that is way underperforming the expectations of this football team, of that coaching staff, and of that fan base. So without a doubt, I agree with you. This game's more important for Arkansas than it is for the Auburn Tigers. It'll just be important. It'll be interesting to see how is that. Can you see that on the field? Was what will be interesting.
Right. Matchup predictor on ESPN has. I haven't looked at the advanced stat number comparable numbers yet. I'm gonna see if I can actually find that while get you on the next question here. But the matchup predictor has it 46-54 with Arkansas the slight edge. Vegas has the odds about -2.5. Total points at 48. So it's gonna be a low scoring game. Yeah. But let's talk about why is it gonna be a low scoring game. Both the teams are going to run the ball. It's obvious after the offensive coordinator turned over to Arkansas, they went back to the ground game. KJ went off. Rocket Sanders had a good game. Auburn is going to want to try to get Jarquez Hunter to 1,000 yards, lean on mm-hmm. him. He's going off. They're going to feed the hot hand. Finally, I think this is going to be a pretty short, quick game. I think the only thing slowing this game down is going to be those absurd TV commercial breaks. So this is going to be one of those games you got to get your points quick and got to get them fast. Because just like that Vanderbilt game last week, Vanderbilt had a possession that went for over 9 minutes last week. Just one possession. So if Auburn does that, if Arkansas does that and just keeps Auburn from not getting the ball, points could be hard to come by for this game. And why I'm not predicting this in Auburn's favor is Auburn has not shown that they can just go out there and sling it and beat up teams on the road. Auburn's road record, and this is where I'm anti-Bogan a little bit here, not sure we can go back and forth on this. Auburn's road record, 10 points, or the road scoring, 10 points, 10 points, 18 points. You see what I'm saying there? Like, they haven't scored over 20 points. I would be very, very happily willing to bet some money that Auburn does not win this game if they score in the teens. I don't think that is remotely possible. Could be wrong. Mm-hmm. I don't like your chances. If you just tell me no other context, Auburn scores some point in the teens, do you think they win or lose? I'm slamming loss every time. Convince me I'm wrong.
Here's my immediate pushback to that. Who are those teams they played on the road besides Vandy? Who are the teams they played on the road?
I'm not even counting Vandy's a road game because you were there.
Yes,
that was a home game for Auburn.
Yes,
I'm not even counting that one.
So I'm not a big excuses guy, but I'm going to make them for the Cal game. While I make the excuses, I think Auburn solidifying the quarterback position is a big deal to I think Arkansas is absolute trash. Okay. Of a football team, and that's kind of my stance. I'm not saying we're good, I'm saying we're better, but
now, that's my love language. Look, dogging another team, I'm all for it.
Yeah, exactly. And so Cal, the offense hadn't figured it out yet. It's gonna be simple as that. Not saying they figured it out now, but they have slowly gotten there. It was Hunter's first game. We don't know if he had his legs under him. There was a lot. I'm not saying throw it out, but I'm saying I definitely. There's some asterisks around that one for the performances. Then you got Texas A&M. I cover Texas A&M as well. And the defense is elite. The lot going on over there, but the defense is elite. And playing at their place, not easy to do. Once again, still an early game into the year. Then LSU. This is the one that you could say, okay, they probably should have scored some more points in this one. I agree with you, but still, road game in Baton Rouge, to me, is different. A team that's fighting for an SEC championship berth and all that, which is now dead, but at the time, is that environment's crazy. I just don't see this Arkansas crowd. They have a dang good basketball team, And I think that's where their head's at. You know, that's where they're moving on to. Arkansas is a school that has more, you know, they're really big into football. I mean, basketball quickly like that. That's where they're at. I don't think you're going to see a crazy environment in this game. I mean, it'll be harder for Auburn to play there than it was Nashville, obviously, or Vandy's. But point being, the environment's not going to be a Texas A&M or an LSU game at night in Tiger Stadium. It's not going to be. It's going to be an okay SEC environment. Then the other thing I'll add to it is Hunter's hitting his stride. Peyton Thorne is officially the guy, and he's slowly figuring it out. I'll tell you this, that interception in pass to Rivaldo, 3-yard touchdown, whatever, that was a horrible decision. Outside of that, in the stands, I thought that pass, I think it was round going in half where Thorne kind of underthrew it and it almost got picked, and you go like, what the hell was that? It looked like he got hit there, so I kind of threw that one out. Aside from that, Thorne, we talked about it a lot. He had like a million drops. He was. Let me pull up the numbers. 17 for 27. So he didn't complete 10 passes. And I'm pretty sure that we have confirmed there were 5 or 6 drops. Like, yeah. Thorne was good. Yeah, I think that with Hunter running the football well and Thorne just game managing. I'm not asking him to go out and have a Heisman day. I'm talking about game manage, complete 64% of your passes for 200 yards and throw a touchdown or two and then let Jarquez go and the defense play great. Arkansas is a very bad football team. Auburn is a not good football team, but they are better than Arkansas. And I think people are playing too much into this game's on the road. And the last thing I'll add on top of this is whatever, I don't care what the line is, and I'll tell you why. It's because I'm going to put at least $200 on Auburn money line this weekend. And Whoa. That is a stone cold lock.
Wow. Well, let me tell you something here. So I got the advanced stats pulled up. So or the advanced stats indicators. This is about Parker Fleming at Stats O'War on Twitter. It's CFB Graphics put this out. And it's got a whole bunch of, I've retweeted it. You can find it on my Twitter at Auburn Memes if you want to see all the details. But basically here, it has the win probability from an advanced stat standpoint of 55.52% Auburn, 44.48% for Arkansas. So the advanced stats give Auburn a slight edge. I think ESPN's indicator here is just more of the fact, and Las Vegas, is that this game is at Arkansas. I mean, I think if this was a neutral site game, I mean, this would be about as close to 50-50 as you could get.
Yeah.
So it'd be really interesting.
3 points for being a home team. And so Arkansas, basically what that means, if this game was at Auburn, they'd be a 3.5-point favorite.
Right.
And if it was neutral site, it would be Auburn would be a 0.5, half-point favorite.
So your projected points here on the advanced stats, even lower than Las Vegas. This is 23 for Auburn, 21 for Arkansas. So that has you sitting right around 44 points, so 4 points below the Las Vegas total. So it seems like by most indicators that this point, the points total is going to be somewhere in the mid to low 40s. Low scoring game.
Yeah. I agree with you. This is good. This is not going to be a high scoring game. I've watched Arkansas play a handful of games this season. I've watched them start to finish probably 4 or 5 times. You know, I feel very confident in my knowledge of this team, watching this team just based off. One thing I can also add, I was a big believer in, I got a lot of hate on this on my podcast for talking about A&M. I was a very big KJ Jefferson is overrated guy.
Okay.
And hot take. But I think you could argue that's come to fruition a bit from what we've seen on the field this year. So he can run the ball fine. He's like people talk about him. He's a bruiser. He's kind of like Cam Newton, but not anywhere near as good in size and likes to run the football. Accuracy. I've watched him misfire so many times this season. And then Rocket Sanders is a good running back. I just think he's banged up. I'll tell you, I think Rocket Sanders is banged up. So, I want everyone, like I said, y'all that are listening to this, you all remember how negative I was like 2 weeks ago. Like, when I believe something, I'm going to let you know. And I just, this this game feels like one to me where it just feels like people are pushing this narrative. I feel like there's a lot of narratives in college sports.
What's the narrative we're pushing right now?
I'm seeing a lot, everything. When I say narrative, I'm seeing a lot of people, and this stuff matters, but a lot of people just in the media everywhere is taking Arkansas in this game. And to me, when I see that, first of all, I love when I see people, when the public money is 90% on a team. Oh, I love betting the money line of the other team. I'm like up a very good percent on that betting on the year. It, and everybody, all the public money, everything I've seen likes Arkansas in this game. I mean, I'm no expert. I'm not a football coach. All I can tell you is I have watched this team play. I have watched every game of Auburn this season, and I have watched start to finish four or five games this season of the Arkansas Razorback. From what I've seen, Auburn is a better football team. The road environment does not intimidate me, knowing that this game – I think this fan base is checked out. Personally, and if I'm wrong on that, I'm willing to admit I'm wrong. If it's a loud, you know, if the atmosphere is great, I'll admit next week when we talk I'm wrong. But I don't think you're going to see a great atmosphere. I think you're going to see an okay atmosphere. And I think people are here's my narrative. I think people are overplaying this win against Florida. I think Florida is also a very bad football team, which you said that. You know, you broke down the schedule. They got a fluke win over Tennessee. The rest of it is just, man, I think winning in the swamp impresses me. But, I want to add another point. Okay, here. I'm going to try and convince you with probably 10 words or less, okay?
Okay.
So tell me your thoughts on it. Let me pull up because I want to get the exact. Do you remember about 2 weeks ago or two or 3 weeks ago what happened to Arkansas? Let me. I'm sorry. I'm pulling up there. Okay. Here you go. On October 21st, they played the Mississippi State Bulldogs at home and lost 7-3 against a not good Mississippi State football team where the defense is not anywhere near what Auburn's defense is. I agree this Florida win is going to give them a little bit of confidence. I agree I'm a lot more intimidated going into this game because of the win than I was if they would have lost that game. But Florida is not a good football team. It was an impressive win in a tough environment. I'll give them that. But Florida is not a good football team. And I think that people are overplaying that win into the Arkansas hype train heading into this game. And I think Auburn is peaking at the right time. Could you argue peaking because they played some bad opponents? Sure, but it doesn't matter. They're peaking nonetheless. That's my take on it.
Hey, I got a we need an allergy medication sponsor for this show because this weather and what it's doing to my throat is absolutely criminal. So I apologize. I've had to mute like four different times to just try to clear my throat. And sometimes you don't always get to it. All right. Yeah. So this is where we start to go to war a little bit. Last year, October 29th, ironically, Auburn played Arkansas. What was the significance of the at 11 a.m.? What was the significance of the Arkansas game last year? That was the final hoorah of the Brian Harsin era. Now, that was a loss that by many was celebrated for just the fact that it ended a very, very bad coaching era. And I think in hindsight, that was probably a good thing. And then we get a follow-up here of the Cadillac era, which was a wonderful kind of honeymoon renaissance for Auburn fans that I think will be one of the most remembered five-win Auburn teams ever. Just for that sole moment, especially peaking at that A&M game. Now, let's remember here, in a very similar situation. Now, the bye week dynamic wasn't there, but if we just look at they redid the staff, but, you know, we'll just say staff, offensive coordinator, all the same. They threw away the offense they were running because it just was anemic. And it wasn't working, and they hit the reset button with Cadillac, Wilfrin, and Ike Hilliard in like 3 days. They go to overtime with Mississippi State and narrowly lose the game. We're not talking about that right now. There's some conversations to be had there. Well, what does Arkansas do? They do the same thing with their with their offensive coordinator. They go to Florida, and what did they do with Florida? They narrowly win a game in overtime. Okay. Well, then what did Auburn do after that game with Mississippi State? Well, they come back in, and they got a lot of momentum. They're back in home. The energy is there. It's a 3-win Auburn team. They beat an A&M team that really was more talented than Auburn and had no business losing to, just because they got some energy back in their sails. What is this Arkansas team right now? It's a 3-1 Arkansas team. There is some similarities last year with burning the defense down, starting it over. I would put a little bit of respect on KJ Jefferson's name. He's had a little bit of a down year. There's a lot of stuff going on with the team. His stats are still good. I mean, he's still a 65% passer for the season. He's not throwing an egregious amount of interceptions. He's 8-16 touchdown to interception ratio. And now the one downside is he only has 2 rushing touchdowns, which is uncharacteristically low for him. But that was kind of the deal there. They didn't let him. I mean, they were really nerfing his rushing through the entirety of the middle of the season. He almost doubled his next to second highest rushing yard for the season against Florida. They're letting him do KJ things again because, you know what? We didn't want you to run the ball as much. We got a big season to play for. We don't want you getting banged up. Well, at this point, we got nothing to lose. Get out there and play your game. It's the end of the season. Do what you do best, KJ. Now, what is blasphemy was these people, and you kind of remember this last year. We got to call anybody out who said this. Just the blasphemous statements of trying to compare KJ Jefferson to Cam Newton. You don't do that. You don't compare anybody to Cam Newton. That's just not how it works. Cam Newton is Cam Newton. KJ Jefferson's good. Not taking any talent away from him. Some people got to slow their roll there. Hadn't heard it this year, but last year you're hearing that chatter. And he's a guy that he has the ability, and he's shown the ability that he can go off. Now, have a little slump, but you don't ever want to count anybody out. And that is kind of the fear that I have in the inverse relationship of why I'm a little bit anti-Auburn on this one. It's just Thorne. KJ Jefferson has shown he can do it. Thorne has not shown he can do it. And his away splits, his passing percentage away from Auburn, even propped majorly by what they did at Vanderbilt, is 58%. That would have been far lower had you not had the Vanderbilt stats to pad that up. And he's thrown for 4 touchdowns with 2 interceptions. So, and once again, padded by Vanderbilt. I got to see it before I can believe it that he's going to do anything on the road in a true hostile road environment. And if he does, I'll change my tune a little bit. I'll feel a lot better. They haven't shown it. And I think a lot of people are getting to be, it's fool's gold to think that how, you know, this is the analogy I used on the Auburn Express is, you know, I go up and beat up some middle schoolers. I'm not trotting in the octagon like, all right, let's go. I'm ready. Actually, funny enough, I just got a text message right now that just said, I disagree with your take on the Arkansas game as we're speaking. So that's like, and here's the thing about it. I want to be wrong. I've been pretty on point with a lot of my predictions all season. And I was telling Mike this. I said, look, I'm bound to be wrong eventually. Like, I'm playing the odds. Like, no one is just always right. And this would be a great time to be wrong. I would love to be wrong. If Auburn can win this game, you pretty much have about nearly solidified 7-5. Because you hit a bowl game. You're very, very, very likely as likely can be to beat New Mexico State. And then you just got to go in there and play a respectable game against Alabama. You can hang your hat on what this season needed to be in the sense of a true rebuilding year, as long as the recruiting momentum continues on. And if the proof of concept continues to evolve with Arkansas, it's looking good. I want to be wrong. I want them to prove me wrong. This could be the biggest we've turned the corner game all season. If they could take care of business against Arkansas, I might start booking a little bit. I'm feeling a lot better. Okay, they've turned the corner. They got to step up on defense too. KJ Jefferson has been sacked like a million times this year. I think he's the highest in the SEC for sacks. The offensive line for Arkansas isn't great. Now, Auburn has not really shown that they have been able to really just disrupt a quarterback all season. that could be a huge momentum turner. Because I will say this, if they beat Arkansas soundly and that comes from a pass rush standpoint, I'm going to start licking my chops at Alabama. Because that's what they did to Bryce Young in 2021, is they were all in that backfield. Derek Hall got to eat every time they took a snap for 58 minutes of that game, especially the first half. If they could do that to Milroe, because, I mean, Milroe is just a total coin flip of, is he going to overthrow a guy by 8 yards on a bomb downfield, or is he going to hit him for a touchdown? That's where you kind of, that's where you live and die there. But if they can disrupt him and get pressure on him and start getting sacks on him, that Iron Bowl could get really, really interesting. I think the key to that game, if it will be competitive and or an Auburn victory, will predicate on the pass rush. If they can start getting that right against Arkansas, you might hear a completely different tune from me. Andrew, your thoughts?
You know, you make a good argument, I think it's funny that we, like, on the LSU game, you weren't saying we were going to win, but you, like, were more positive than I was, which is funny. And now we've kind of switched the roles, which is, I appreciate that. It's funny. But, and I always say, hey, if I'm wrong, if Arkansas steamrolls Auburn, I'll come on here and I'll buy you a beer when I'm in town for the basketball game for the Kentucky. I'll owe you one. I'm willing to be wrong. And I know you are too. And that's what makes it such a great conversation. But, your middle schooler's take is funny. And true. The only thing I would argue is that I think that
Arkansas is a middle school too. Middle school,
you know, and the Peyton Thorne take is true. I can't tell you that he's going to go into this game and light it up, but I don't think he has to. I think Jarquez Hunter can go in and run for a 150 in 2 touchdowns. You get a turnover set up. Thorne throws one to Rivaldo. I think this is a game where 21 points could win it. Maybe 24, you know, in that range, like a 17-24 type of game. And I think that you can win this game with defense, which travels in hostile environments, and Jarquez Hunter's 2 tree-trunk-esque legs. I think those are the two things you need to win this football game. And then Thorne just not doing anything stupid. Don't do anything like, I was getting ready to make a Snapchat joke, but we're going to keep that, for another time, but you know where I was going with that. But I think he just has to be okay. I don't think he even has to do what he did against Vandy. I mean, what were the numbers? You know, around 200. It was like a 194. He threw a stupid pick.
Yeah.
But I think he could throw for 100 yards, 150.
194. You get one. Was that Amari Kelly that dropped that pass?
I dropped a 60-yard touchdown.
You're in the mid 200s with another touchdown if it wasn't for that. And
Cam Brown dropped a pass that, you know, if I think you could argue that was a drop. That was a drop. And that was another 40. It wouldn't have been a touchdown, but it'd been 40 yards. I mean, there's 100 yards right there, a touchdown and 2 completions left on the board in that game.
And that's tough on him because he delivered balls that should have been caught. But that's going to be the nature of the beast. I mean, you can go back and look at, you know, you can give every quarterback in the nation X number of extra yards there. So that's just going to be part of the game. And it just stinks when it stings a little bit more when it's your team. But I want to conclude with a little question exercise, one that we've done before. But before we do that, obviously want to thank our show sponsor, Dope Like a Rage Room. You already know what you do with the Rage Room. When you lose that $200 money line bet this weekend, you go to the Rage Room because you're mad. You need to break some stuff. That's the place to be. Now, you are obviously not in Auburn, Opelika, but that $200 will still sting for that Kentucky game. Make sure you go there. It's about 10 minutes away from downtown Auburn. Book a session. Break all the things that you need to break. And that's how you do it. Check them out at opelikaragerum.com for whatever the reason. Maybe you did lose a bet. Maybe your team lost. Maybe you just want to go have fun, do something a little different. Doesn't always have to be because you're angry. But they've been a great show sponsor for us so far. I want to thank them for their continued support. They also have a location in Birmingham as well, birminghamragerum.com. They are both sister locations, both a lot of fun, a lot of listeners in both areas. Please support them, help support the show. Now, Last exercise, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very quickly, so we can wrap this up here. I'm going to do it, or you'll do it, then I'll do it. Okay. Give me the quick Arkansas wins if blank, Auburn wins if blank, and I will do the same thing.
Okay. Which is good because it gives me an opportunity to kind of say, if these things don't happen, Arkansas will win the game. Mm-hmm. Arkansas wins the game if they stop the run. I think it's plain and simple. No matter what happens, frankly, I don't see this being a high scoring game. I don't see that happening. What I can see is Auburn doesn't run the football well. And, you know, then they have to start trying, okay, Thorne, go beat him with your arm. And I don't believe that can happen. I believe Auburn has to win this game with defense and Jarquez Hunter. And, you know, Batee, Cobb, and all those guys too, Austin as well. But, you know, mostly Hunter. If Arkansas stops the run, I think they will win this game. And if Arkansas gets a turnover and gets a touchdown out of it, a fumble, a Peyton Thorne interception, I think a turnover could affect this game for either team. That is my Auburn. That is my why Arkansas can win this game. My why Auburn will win this game is
capital W-I-L-L. Emphasized.
My reasoning, you know, which I've kind of ran through it, but I think what they have to do to to win this game, you can't let KJ Jefferson take off. Now, KJ Jefferson's a different type of running quarterback. He's not your Jaden Daniels where or Milroe where he's gone, you blink your eyes and you're like, oh wow, he's in the end zone. He can run over you. He can run around you. He's quick. I mean, he's a fast guy, but he's a power guy too. They'll do the tush push. They'll do all that with him because he's a big dude. I think Auburn needs to stop KJ Jefferson and Rocket Sanders. I think a lot of this will, I hate to say, you know, both teams need to stop the run, but I think that's is going to be what a lot of this football game comes down to. And I think Auburn needs to get a big turnover in this game. I think for Auburn on both sides, take care of the football when you're on offense. And pick off KJ Jefferson or like a big special teams play. I'll wrap that in there too. Some kind of big momentum, quiet the crowd, make them want to say, oh, well, we got a basketball game tomorrow. That's what you have to do, I think, in this game.
Do they have a basketball game the next day?
I don't know, but okay. I'm putting that out there, maybe. They'll probably have one on Monday or on Monday or Tuesday. So, and then in the coming days, hey, we have a basketball game in the coming days. But, That's I think a big play on special teams or defense in terms of, you know, punt return to the 4-yard line, kickoff return for a touchdown, pick six, fumble recovery, take it down to the Arkansas 20, that kind of thing. And then don't let KJ Jefferson beat you with his legs is how the Auburn Tigers win this football game.
Okay. I agree with, I'll go ahead and spoiler alert here. The turnover and or special teams, big play. There I go again with the allergies. I agree with that, and that's what I was going to say for Auburn. But I will start with the Arkansas. Arkansas wins if you playmakers. Solely your KJ Jefferson, your Rocket Sanders. So I'm going to lean mostly on KJ, and this just goes off. But it'd be the air with his legs. And with that, they make these long drives and just keep Auburn from getting opportunities. Because Auburn's going to get some three and outs. If you can punish them for getting these three and outs by just making your following subsequent drives, whether they're scoring or not, 5, 6, 7, 8 plus minutes, just eating away at a quarter, just destroying Auburn on time of possession, that's going to be rough. Even if KJ just scrambles around and gets maybe 2 or 3 yards dropped, just the little chip away and eat clock. That's going to keep Arkansas in it. Also with that too, and this is kind of goes hand in hand, but they're going to have to keep Auburn getting to the quarterback. Just absolutely take Auburn's pass rush out of the game, make the linebackers just completely ineffective, and just game playing around, just keeping it on the ball, and just not, it doesn't have to be big plays, just chip away at the clock. That's what Arkansas does and can do to win this game. And then, like I said, I think Auburn is just going to be a simple deal. If you give Auburn enough opportunities, that offense will start to fire. I think with it being away and just all the things, I haven't looked at the weather for this game. I don't know exactly what that's going to be like. So is it supposed to be cold up there? Do we know?
I feel like it's always cold over there. Let me check.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm going, you could look up the weather, because that might be like, what if it's unseasonably cold or something like that? So, yeah, check on the weather for me here. I mean, you know, Peyton Thorne is from Michigan State, so like surely, surely he'd have a little bit of that,
Naperville, Naperville, Illinois. That's right up where I played baseball in college. It's not a warm place.
Yeah, so hopefully that wouldn't affect him. Just wouldn't that be something? He's like, oh man, he's going, he should, you're literally born in winter. Mm-hmm. All right, so 3 o'clock game, home game for Arkansas. That's what, those are some of the things I think it'll take just for them to win this game. Now, on the inverse of that, Auburn. I think it's going to really boil down to just what you said, getting the turnovers slash special team plays. I think you grab an interception or two, get some good field position, take the wind out of the sails from any hope and energy that crowd has left, get them disgruntled with Sam Pittman and make them feel like, we got to burn this thing down and start over all over again. I want people tweeting fire Sam Pittman mid-game. I don't care how you do that, but if you can get that early on in that game, you've taken the crowd out of it, then you don't have to worry about the away. You don't have to worry about a hostile environment. Auburn needs to get some points early. I don't really care how you do it. Get some points early. And then for Peyton Thorne, you've turned the page. Now, I would be willing to bet that we will see another Robbie package in here. It's been gone for a little bit. So maybe we do get to see a little bit of Robbie doing a little something. Make the most out of that. Maybe he busts away for a big run. Maybe he gets a very key first down. Maybe he gets a few little series or he just chips away at him really fast. Red zone Robbie, whatever it may be. If Robbie's in there, make the absolute most of it. Auburn cannot shoot themselves in the foot with penalties anymore. You can't give up a touchdown, drive, and settle for a field goal. What will happen is they'll drive, and next thing you know, oh, they busted for a first down, holding. Now it's third and long. Oh, we got to get a field goal now. We were totally on our way to drive to a touchdown. I hate to make it that black and white, but they just can't shoot themselves in the foot. They're going to have to get the turnover. They're going to win the turnover margin. They cannot let Arkansas win time of possession or keep it as even as possible. And Auburn can't shoot themselves in the foot with penalties. If they do all of those things, and obviously – without saying manage KJ Jefferson, I think Auburn can win ugly game. When I say ugly, it's kind of low scoring, uneventful, but get out of there with a dub. I think everybody's feeling great. We hope Jarquez Hunter can go off too. I don't think it's going to be what he did against Vanderbilt, but if he can keep a 4 or 5 yard rushing average for the day, maybe get a long one, you know, 15, 20 plus in there, I think it could be a good day for Auburn. Those are my takeaways for what Auburn can do to win this game in Fayetteville this weekend. If I didn't like it, though, I put a final score prediction out there. Maybe I'll get burned for it. Hope I am. I'd love for y'all to roast me if I'm wrong. I put 20-31 Arkansas. I think Arkansas wakes up this game. Andrew, last question. Do you have a score prediction for this one?
I think that the Auburn Tigers win this game 27-21.
And that could be a very realistic score. I put my score prediction. I think realistically, I'm going a little out there on this one. I haven't been out there yet for the season, so I figured it could be there. It was time. I think you're going to be looking at a game that's going to be 20s-20. So I think it's definitely going to be a close one. So that's going to wrap us up for today. Andrew, just give a quick shout out to where everybody can check out what you got going on and where to find you.
Yeah, check all of our stuff out at Auburn Daily. Obviously, we're covering every game, basketball, football, everything. So we got everything you ever need over there at auburndaily.com. Check that out. We appreciate it. Helps out. Thanks to all you all that read all our stuff.
All right. Well, guys, thank everybody out there for listening to the show. We will be back at you next week unless something crazy happens over the weekend. Then we might have a bonus episode Sunday. If not, we'll be back for the regular recap starting on Monday, and then we will get everything going to New Mexico State. And of course, it's about to be Iron Bowl season. So, and then a big, big, big November for Auburn when it gets to be transfer season, when it gets to be early signing day. So the coverage will never end. And of course, we've got basketball in the mix. So the content isn't going anywhere. It's going to be as strong as it's ever been. I want to thank Andrew again for joining us, and thank everybody out there for listening.